do some open fire, open lines here. Let's hear from you, America. 214-787-1310. We want you to bring the heat because that's the only way to do sports radio.
The only way you can do it.
So, first up, this is Elmer in Van Zandt County. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Hey, old Jub-Jub, you remember me?
No, not really.
It's your old cousin, Elmer Wayne.
Oh, look, it's Elmer Wayne, George, your cousin.
It's the dude that calls, but he's not my cousin.
Hey, I know you remember me because I was the one that taught you how to make your own porn by tucking it between your legs and taking Polaroids pretending it's some old girl.
I don't remember doing that.
Yeah,
man.
I know you remember me.
No, I really don't.
Hey, yeah. I heard you moved out to the country, old boy.
Yeah, yeah.
Would you go double wide or did you spring for a triple wide?
No, not triple, just double wide.
Hey, when you going to invite me over that new spread of yours?
Soon.
How many acres you sitting on?
A few.
Oh, man, you got a few acres and everything? I can come out there and just kind of pitch a tent out there and stay for a couple months. What you say?
Nah, probably not.
Come on, boy, I'll bring you a housewarming gift. I'll bring you a goat to keep your weeds down.
That wouldn't be bad, actually.
Yeah, I tell you. This goat I'm going to bring you, it's been rode hard and put up wood, but he'll make you feel like a man.
Oh, what? I thought he was just eating weeds.
Well, the county done took my kids away from me again, so I'm all on my lonesome here.
Oh, really? Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
I had them cooking meth in 12-hour shifts.
Oh, my gosh.
Apparently, there's child labor laws forbidding such long shifts, so...
Well, it seems like it'd be more than the shift. The
drug charges, too.
Hey, I blew off another finger, too.
What?
I was throwing M80s into the Baptist church out here.
Why would you do that?
I held one too long.
Oh, well, that's too bad.
Hey, look, you coming out for the Dunham Family Memorial Day Extravaganza?
I'm not aware of one, and I don't think your last name is Dunham.
Oh, Jub-Jub, you know you're always invited.
Okay, well, what are we doing?
Well, we're heading out to the lake.
Which one?
Well, you know I got banned from Texoma last year.
You did?
Yeah, my wife, you know, our other cousin.
Yeah, I guess.
She was going topless, and apparently you can't do that.
No, you shouldn't do that on a public lake.
Yeah, and especially with her floppy boobs. They were trailing back in the wake.
All right. Don't talk about your wife like that.
And your cousin, George.
Yeah, I guess my cousin.
Plus old Elmer Wayne Jr. was tossing Molotov cocktails into the old people's Chris-Crafts.
Oh, that's terrible.
And I'll be damned, Jub-Jub, I didn't know you had to respect the no-wake rule if you're in a fountain boat.
Well, yes, everyone has to respect that.
Now, the lake we're going to this weekend is an old abandoned rock quarry out in Van Zandt County.
Okay. That sounds like fun.
Oh, it's good. Now, it's only, you know, probably about 100 by 100 feet, so...
That's pretty small.
Yeah, it's going to be hard to maneuver around there. We'll just go in circles, but I stole a tractor tire a few days ago, so I got my tube ready for tubing.
Oh, okay.
George, you ought to go. It sounds like fun.
It does sound like
fun. Come on, boy. How you doing? You still on rodeo?
Am I still on rodeo?
Radio.
Oh, radio? Yes. Yeah. We're on the radio right now, as a matter of fact.
Oh, Jub, you know I hate to bother you about such, but...
Yeah.
You know how I need a liver transplant?
No, I didn't know that.
Due to my abuse of hillbilly heroin.
Yeah.
Well, don't panic or fret, my friend. I'm not calling you for a new liver.
Well, good.
I actually got a calf liver transplant.
That works?
Well, it works for a couple weeks, and you got to get a new calf liver, but...
Wow.
I actually need something different from you, old Jub, and the doc says you may be the only one that matches up to me.
Oh, yeah?
I actually need a skin graft from a botched penis enlargement.
All right, look.
George, he's your kin. You ought to help him out.
I'm not going
to
give you the skin.
You kin to me, right? Here. Well, no, I can't take it off your back.
Where you need it from?
Well, your Schroeder down there.
There's no way.
George, no one will see. Help him.
No one will see, but that's painful, though. I'm not going to do that.
Oh, no, boy. Cousin Elmer Wayne.
I don't think so.
All right, but you change your mind on that scrotum tissue. You give me a call, all right?
I'll be sure and give you a call.
All right, we hope to see you out there, old boy.
Yeah, we'll see you out there this weekend. See you, Elmer Wayne. Uh-oh.
Dear.
Hope he's all right. All right, there's Elmer Wayne from the country. 847.